Welcome to Writer Syndrome, a podcast about writing from start to finish. This episode, we're celebrating 50 episodes. And just, where are we? Where are they now?
Where are we now?
I'm Russ Capasso. And joining me on the other side, down in Jersey, is Tim Ledney. Tim, how are you? Where are you at?
I think we should stop.
Right now?
I think 50.
You mean right now, right at this minute, just stop the episode?
Yeah, stop the episode, stop everything.
We've peaked. We've done it. We've
peaked. I hope this isn't a peak.
No, I hope not either.
I'm in a valley.
climbing out of a valley.
Climbing out of a valley, baby.
Yeah, our first episode was June something, so we're 2 years and 50 episodes.
Oh, man, I can't believe I've been looking at your beautiful mug for 2 years, dude.
Thanks, bud. Yeah, me too. So, yeah, I don't know. Where are we? What are we doing? We don't have anything specific because we're just kind of like, I don't know. This is like the fly episode of Breaking Bad, you know, where they bring in a guest director and like just make some episode doesn't mean anything. It's just kind of filler.
So, yeah.
Right. It's gonna be inspirational though. That's what we're aiming for. I think this one, right? 50.
Yeah. I think it's good to do a pulse check.
Yeah.
To see where we are. Cause we always kind of talk about, you know, what we're up to a little bit, but God, I feel like I'm in the weeds right now. I feel like I am a little tore up at the process.
Yeah,
I knew the querying process was going to be bad.
But you did it anyways.
But I did it anyway. I told myself, I was like, I'll just query.
Yeah.
And I'll write on the side. That way I'll get a little positive from writing and a little negative from the querying. But I'll tell you, the negative from the querying, and I've only gotten, you know, I mean, all rejections, we'll say.
Okay.
But I've gotten 4 rejections from querying my full manuscript so far.
Okay.
And not a great way to start your day.
No. Well, drink your coffee first and then get the rejections.
Yeah, then open up the rejections.
Yeah, takes a little easier.
I got the, so I'm querying, like I finished a manuscript this year. I went through like 6 drafts.
Yeah.
Cleaned it up, polished it. And the idea was to go the traditionally published route. So I wanted to query agents.
Right.
Russ and I have talked about this in the past on the cast. About the querying process, so identified comps and located agents of books that I think are in genre and agents that would be a good fit for my manuscript. And I've been like cold emailing them. I don't have any contacts, so I'm writing the query letter, doing personalizing it as much as I can.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, dude, it is not fun. It is. So I've gotten 4 rejections.
Yeah.
One was sort of personalized. The one I got yesterday, I think, was too personalized.
Right, actually stung, huh?
Like, it stung.
They're like, I like your personality. I like who you are, but
yeah,
your manuscript.
It was like an agent of a relatively popular book. You can find it on a shelf at your Barnes & Noble. And he was like, oh, I'm so sorry. It took so long for me to get back to you. I'd queried him in January, so it'd been many months.
Yeah.
And he said, this is something. This is like the type of thing that I'm really interested in. And I'm like, really?
And then said, enter space.
And then next paragraph was, unfortunately, I wasn't taken by your manuscript, which were only the first 10 pages of. And I was like, dude, there's so much more for you to not be taken by. So I'll say that it was a little good. Like if it was actual personalized, right?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Unless it was just what he always says. But if it was actually personalized, it was like a pat on the back that, hey, conceptually, the idea, the pitch.
Yep.
Is not bad.
Yeah.
But the talent and execution of said pitch.
Not so much.
Potentially lacking. So it was like a kick in the shins and I was like, oh, ow. And then the next thing to do that day for me was I'm going to sit down and finish up the beats for the next book. And I was like, forget that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yeah. You're just like, why would I continue to put myself this
mull and fester about this one, this issue. So
you got 4 rejections so far. You sent out, you said what, a dozen or so people, I think.
Yeah,
so
about that.
Yeah. Do you have? I mean, okay. Yeah, you see, getting rejections. That's part of the game, though, right?
And I sent another one out yesterday, right? And I think that was the kind of like the whirlwind of what yesterday was. I had taken a couple days because I'd queried actually a publisher, which I haven't done yet. You're really mostly supposed to send to agents, but this publisher took them. They're a smaller shop, but they have decent distribution and they were open to queries and they have like a horror. They're into horror.
Yeah.
So I like customized it. I like went through the hoops of making sure that my footer was the way they want the footer. And you know, that, you know, I'm including everything they want in the query letter, and they wanted a full synopsis and the
Yeah.
conclusion, which is way, way different than like the back cover blurb that I've been enjoying, like it including. So
Yeah.
did all that, and then they wanted the full manuscript, but they wanted the manuscript to be under 100,000 words. Understandable. They don't want,
Yeah.
War and Peace. And
Horror and War and Peace, yeah.
and mine is I started at like 118K in the
Yeah.
beta, and I got it down to like 107K. So I ended up like cutting the prologue and the epilogue and some other connecting pieces to that to
Yeah.
get it in. So I sent that off and I was like, yay, I did a good thing. And as I hit send, then I got the rejection. I was like, this can't be from the same place.
There's no way they did that
And it
fast.
wasn't, it was from a place that I had, sent it to a few months ago. So I'm still pushing it forward, and I'll still continue to work on it. I really, really want to focus on the new thing because I need something to give me oxygen. I knew this was going to be fraught with rejection. I know rejection is like, the kryptonite to the sensitive artist. To me, is a creative and as like an imposter syndrome candidate. But being in it, right? And that's why I think it's important to talk about it in this episode, is that's not easy, dude. It's like it's a struggle. And it's trying to find those like little bits of positivity to kind of keep it going. Because I know inherently, I know objectively that if I keep plugging around along, I'll find some version of success that won't be what I pictured, but that'll be something. Even if that ends up being self-published and I sell 200 copies, that's still a version of success, right? Where I am right now, I'm in that moment of let's just burn it all and give up and take up the flute. Maybe.
No, absolutely not. I will not allow that.
You won't allow that. You son of
Yeah.
a great person.
All right, so you got rejections. Hey, that's gonna happen. You're gonna stick with the querying process.
Yeah.
At what point are you just gonna be like, all right, you know what? I'm throwing a towel. Let me self-publish this thing, get it out there, and then that way maybe that stress is gone so you can focus on the next thing, which, maybe the better written thing, might be that, or whatever.
How dare you?
Oh, I'm telling you right now, my next book is gonna be the better written thing. The next thing is always the better written thing because you've learned
Yeah.
something, right? Like I already know my next one. I'm way more excited about it,
Yeah, I mean, in a way, it's foundational, right? Because when the next one's finished, I'll have this list built out. It's relatively in genre. Yeah, so I don't know. It's a good question. At first, I'd said 6 months to a year. That's like a really long
It's a lot.
time frame. So yeah, I'm not sure. I certainly want to go through.
Exhaust your list of contacts first, right, that you've put together.
Yeah.
Do that.
I mean, what I wanted to do was go through like my like S tier pie in the sky list, which is what I'm in right now still. And I actually wanted to work through all that and then down into like smaller indie houses and then self-publish. So I'd still say that I'm about 6 months and many queries away from throwing the towel in.
Yeah, stick
And
with
then
it.
when I do throw the towel in, then it's really going to be hiring. I mean, as I'm writing the new book, having to hire an editor for the old book, because as much as I'm confident in my editing, I am not confident that I am as skilled as a professional editor. So I need to, drop a couple grand, which is going to sting, on somebody to go through and edit the thing and provide some suggestions before I go through the whole rigmarole of self-publishing, which that'll be its own thing. It'll be nice to have a, if I end up going the self-published route, it will still be nice to have it. But I'll tell you, if I'm being really honest, the query process and the rejections that I'm receiving from it are, kind of knocking down my confidence that I should even self-publish, right? Even though when I first finished, I was like, ah, this is great. I'm going to get this out there. But so I guess I'm concerned as more rejections come through that my appetite to self-publish will continue to decrease, and then I'll just focus it all on the new one, and I'll just have this in my past, right? Which,
I don't know if I'd give up on it. I mean, you can. I mean, sure. A lot of times, you hear about writers who've written something that they're like, "Yeah, this is never gonna see the light of day," but it's something I learned on, and
in my head, I like had that thing, like, but this one was much more of a learning process than like my first attempt. And I really still that here's the rub is that it's the self-doubt. I love the characters. I love the story. You know, I'm happy with the time I spent into it. None of it felt sacrificial because, once again, it was process versus product. Like, and I know it sounds kind of trite to say, but it really is coming back to it and, you know, having this nice thing to focus on as opposed to like accolades and money that I'd be getting from the thing. Once again, so objectively, I'm like, let's clean it up, let's figure out the cover, and let's get it out there. But also there's that self-doubt that continues to creep in, because now that I'm exposing the concept and my writing to, you know, professionals in the field, and nobody's throwing flowers and money at me, it's I feel like more vulnerable about it, right? A little more like,
I think you're at a point where you're doing the querying. I mean, I don't know. You're at that point. You're in the business side of the thing now. And I understand, like, if you have that self-doubt of getting rejected. Maybe I avoided that entirely. I was like, I don't want to deal with this. I mean, I did. But I mean, I think you got to look at it now. It's like, okay, this is part of the process. But, like, you know, once you exhaust your list, it doesn't mean that it's not for someone or it's not for a reader to read, you know, at the end of the day. Just because some agents don't have time to actually go through it or read the entire, like, they're getting the first 10 pages, which, sure, that's important to have a solid, you know, opening in 10 pages, but something is not for everyone. But I don't think I would give up on it. And I hope you don't feel that. I know, I understand, like, you get the doubt, the self-doubt of even going to the self-publishing, like, oh, all these people rejected it. But it's like, at the end of the day, just get it out there and then work on the next thing, you know? I think,
I
will
think I
you
know that
go?
I will, right? It's just,
Yeah, I get
I'm
it.
just being like bleeding heart honest about how I'm feeling right now with it, right? That like, I think I'll continue to go through the muck of it, but it's muck. It's like, it's not easy.
I hate to break this to you, but if you do go the self-published route and you bring in an editor and you skip the whole, maybe skip like the content edit and just go right to the copy line edit,
It's gonna be a big,
it's gonna change. And it but it's for the better. It will get better.
That's why I want to bring it in, right? I wouldn't pay somebody for a stamp of approval. I'd pay somebody with a critical eye that, you know, it's going to set me on another 3 to 6 month process of improving the thing. But then there's just no way that I would self-publish without that degree of polish. I just wouldn't do
I wouldn't let you. Like, I
it.
wouldn't let you. Like, yeah, you got to go through the steps. You have to have someone with a critical professional eye take a look at it, because they will catch so much stuff that you didn't, and then you can't. And they will make it better. It's just that's what their job is, and that's part of the process. But
Oh man, there's this thing that's happening. It's like in the summer in New York City, relatively close to where I am, called Thriller Fest.
ooh.
And as part of Thriller Fest, there is
Yeah.
Pitch Fest.
Oh, you talked about this. Are we going?
Yeah.
Are we going? Am I coming down to visit you and we're going?
I don't know. I might need you to support me.
Is Writer Syndrome gonna visit
Are we
Thriller
gonna go? She goes, I would.
as Writer Syndrome? We getting
The
business
problem is
cards,
you got to
maybe?
pay $500 to wait. Thriller Fest is like you meet authors and it's cool and you hobnob and it's all nice. You rub elbows. The Pitch Fest is you wait in a long line at the opportunity to query agents in person.
I don't need to
You
do
like do a little dance. You're like, hello,
that.
my baby. Hello, my honey. And they're
No,
like,
I'm not doing that.
rejected.
Yeah. Next. It's like America's Got Talent thing.
But
Next.
it's such a fear that I feel like I should confront it and do it.
Get out there. I'll support you from the sides.
Yeah, like you're great. You're
You're
doing
great.
awesome. You have 5 more minutes to
I'm
talk
still
about why your punk horror story is relevant
My beard is still
currently.
better, but it's good. When is it? Let's go. Let's do
Yeah, I
it.
think it's in June or July.
I come down and visit and we'll go. Is it
It's all the things, you know. Then I'm like, well, I don't want to sign up for it. What if an agent signs me by then?
Hey, it could happen.
Could
Anything can
happen.
happen.
Stranger
Yeah.
things.
Stranger things have happened. Well, that's good. I
Anyway, that's
mean,
where I am.
But
That's my swirling mess.
you're working on something new. We don't have to get into it because I know you don't want to talk too much about it, but you're working on something new and you're excited about it, which is cool.
Yes. I'm
And I'm
super
excited.
excited. I've got like a nice take on a haunted house story, which I feel like is unique and timely and, you know, taps into, you know, American and maybe even universal fears on some level. So I feel like I've got a really nice, unique, interesting take. And I'm excited to begin the process of working on that book.
Do you feel, and we don't have to get into details of the books, I know you kind of want to keep it close to the chest, as they say in every Batman movie. Do you feel the process of the first book, us doing our writing chats, even
Oh
this
God.
podcast and talking about this stuff, like
Oh God.
your approach to this next one, like how is that changing? How are you feeling about it?
So here's the difference. I'm not already writing. I'm still planning.
Hey, Russ, I got 200,000 words. You want to read it? What? Where did this come from?
Yeah, words are never a problem. They come to me, but they're not always as structured as they should be. So yeah, I'm planning. I'm just finishing up my research phase and getting into my planning phase. I'm working on all of the beats,
yep,
as opposed to retrofitting them. And then I'm gonna go through, the character process. I'm gonna do an entire scene breakdown that I want to have the whole thing really structured before I sit down to write it this time. And having the opportunity to allow things to change and evolve.
Yep. Yeah.
But going in with not just goalposts.
Yeah.
Going
yeah.
in with yard lines, right?
Yeah,
not
bit
to
more.
Talk about sports, but I want to know that this is 10 to 20, this is 20 to 30. This is when I'm getting this information across. And if I need to veer left or veer right, sure, I'll do it.
Go for
but
it.
Before I was just writing towards these large beacons, with wanton disregard for character motivation, which I really, that's why it took me over a year to edit.
Yeah.
I really needed to clean it. So I'm hoping that through this planning process that it still feels organic and fun, yet the editing won't be so time consuming.
I think the biggest thing I've learned out of the process was the editing and revision time. Cause again, I hit a slog with that. Do you feel like you've got a good idea once you get the first draft done, kind of like with your revision process? Do you have a good grip on what you're going to do with that when you get to that point?
I mean, I know it shouldn't be 6 revisions.
Yeah, right. I think mine would end up being 7 or 8, but I mean, it could be. It takes what it takes, right? But
yeah,
it feels like we could both probably be a little more efficient with each edit we're doing.
I mean, I feel like my revision's probably too light a term for what happened with my book. I feel like I had at least 2 rewrites in there.
Yeah,
where so much changed. It wasn't polishing. It was restructuring, reshaping characters.
Yeah,
completely getting rid of chapters and writing new ones. And it was, I mean, maybe it's naive to think, maybe that's just the process, but it feels like with more planning, it should be less intense.
Yep.
And maybe it takes that many drafts, but it shouldn't be, I worked on this for 6 hours today, Now I'm just saying it would just make sense that it should be the character side of things. I think my plot was there, the plot of the arc, but why my characters were doing certain things and their own little journeys inside, they were a little manic.
Yeah.
I really had to pick and choose what aspects of the characters I wanted to keep to make sure the thread was as tight as it could be, as opposed to having because at first I was they're manic teenagers and they're feeling multiple ways.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great for real life. But when you're writing a book, you really kind of need, I think, strong kind of central motivational thread that's kind of pulling through it. So it's easier to follow.
As a reader. Yep.
Yeah. But when I went in, I didn't go through character types. I didn't do any of that stuff. I kind of fell. I didn't go through the beats that much until I was halfway through it. So
neither of us.
A lot of it fell into place, but a lot of it didn't fall into place. It just took a lot of polish. So, so I do think that this process, our chats and the podcast and just doing all the research we've been doing through this first, attempt of new writers, it will benefit the second book.
I'm on the same path. Yeah, and I agree. I mean, doing even like you said, the research for even the topics of the episodes we do here and just our chats in general, but I feel so much more confident and comfortable with what I've got coming for the next book and how to approach it. And even if I run into a snag, I'm I feel confident about getting out of it or solving it. Whereas before, I had no clue where to begin.
Yeah.
So now I feel much, much better.
I love where you are right now. I love that you worked through the past couple of years. You self-published.
Yeah.
You're selling books, every week, every day.
Yeah.
I love that you went down to that author talk.
Yeah.
When I think back about your year, right, finishing the book, getting it published, sending out review copies, having the book launch party, you've had an amazing year. I'm absolutely impressed and jealous of your, but I guess maybe the word is probably inspired.
Yeah.
I love where you are right now. Talk a little bit about that. your year's been amazing.
Yeah, it's been good. It's been good. Yeah, I mean, last year was crazy to getting everything ready to get the book out. And then once it got out there, we talked about this before in previous episodes. Once it got out there, I felt like I thought I'd be all the relief in the world, but it really wasn't. It was more like, oh, geez, I think I get the next big step, which is All right, cool. It's out there. How do people hear about it? And that's like a whole nother animal. And I'm still trying to. I'm still figuring. I'm still learning, which is fun. And I'm enjoying that process. And I'm taking my time. I'm not. I think early on, I was overwhelmed with all the things that I could do, and focusing on the things that I can manage myself in a reasonable fashion, I think was important.
Yep.
And I feel more confident now about this year. I've got a plan. Gonna try and do a book event, one event a month, try and organize things with other authors, just, kind of build that community and that network, because I don't really have that,
Yeah.
and that's something I think that I want to work on, is building the community with other authors. I met someone at my barber shop, and he and I like chat every once in a while. Like, he wrote like three books, and we caught up and had burritos and talked about writing, and I was like, okay, this is cool, and like trying to
That's awesome.
build that up, and like trying to stay in touch with the other authors on the panel at the other event. I did it down in Connecticut. Like, I think that's important to have. So that's something I'm like learning how to navigate and figure
How do you
out.
balance that with writing the new piece? Do you feel like one will bleed into the other? Like encroach upon the what little free time you have?
I mean, it will, and I'm just trying to really, really be more structured with my days. That's the only thing I can do. It's like I have to be focused, and it's a job. I have to look at it kind of
Yeah.
that way, where I'm clocking in. It's like, okay, I gotta sit down and I gotta write for 3 hours. I have to hit my word count for the day. Like, that's to me the most important thing out of my entire day, is like hit my word count for the day. Okay, clock out, and then focus on promotion and what's that next thing, even if it's just finding someone to send a copy to, to review copy, which I started doing now. I started reaching out to people and sending copies out. Which is kind of a fun process, but it's also interesting. It's like I reached out to this guy who writes for space.com,
Oh, right.
and it
Yeah.
was, I'd follow out his articles on there, and I reached out to him, and it was fun to just chat. Like, there was other things we had in common, and I was like talking about that, and I was like, hey, I'd love to send you a copy of the book. If you enjoy it, you enjoy it, and I think it'd be great for the audience. And just seeing where that's gonna go. Who knows? Maybe that'll pop up, and that'd be cool. But that's like a lot of energy to do. And it's like, I now have to
Yeah.
spend like a half hour to 45 minutes a day finding that person, reaching out to them, not just doing like a copy paste email to everyone and being like, here's a book, here's a book. I want
Yeah,
to
you got to
personalize it.
customize it. Yeah.
Yeah. And I want to do that. And also, like, again, it comes back to like building that network and that community. I'm looking at it like that.
Yeah.
Not
It's
like a
funny, right? It's something
copy
that
paste
you would
thing.
have expected social media to be really great for, and it probably was in the early
No.
2000s. And now it's absolutely the wrong, like, because it's so superficial. Like, you actually want to do outreach, not marketing. Like, you want connections with real people as opposed to just likes. And people don't even share that much anymore unless you're trying to sell some dumbbells.
And it's like, it's those things of like, okay, I want to keep doing this thing and building those networks and connections, and being like, hey, when I get a next book, hey, you're gonna get the first copy. I'd love to have you in
Yeah.
my review copy group, my ARCs, like I want, and like pulling that in.
And
It's
vice
funny.
versa,
It's
that you'll
a
be there to support these people, right? If you're making these
100%.
connections, they've got an article out, they've got a book themselves, they have an event, they're in the area, right?
And if there's a line too, like, I think I'm trying to still figure out, but it's this line of like being genuine with the connections. I don't want to
Yeah.
just it's tough, 'cause like I feel a lot of times you get this like, oh yeah, it's great, people supporting, people supporting, people supporting, right? But it's like, but is that genuine though? Like, are they genuine? Like, it's weird, because like, yeah, it's great to have people say that and do that and be a part of that, but it also feels sometimes it's bullshit, and I don't want
Sure.
that. I don't want that
Yeah.
feeling, and I don't want that. I don't want to give off that feeling, because it's just such fake energy. I don't have time to expend, and it's like
Yeah.
I'd rather build something with someone, read something from someone, and I don't like it, but I still feel like I have to be obligated to say I like
Yeah.
it.
Yep.
But that's tough, because like you want to support people. So yeah,
Yeah.
I'm trying to navigate that, and
It's
how I
tough.
feel about it.
I feel like it's digital comms too, right? Like you don't want to be like the equivalent of a LinkedIn post, which is just completely and utterly superficial. And in the olden days, you probably would have written letters or given phone calls. And there's like a little bit of intentionality and time that it takes that already that you've done that, it means something. Now that you can copy paste and send off a million emails in a day or automate it,
Really, have
like
AI
all the
send it.
sales emails I get. Yeah. Now, but the nice thing is, Russ, and this is like honestly speaking, you're a genuine person.
Oh, thanks,
I
bud.
think that comes through in your communication. So I wouldn't, I think there's, a little bit of self-doubt when it comes to marketing and promoting yourself and not wanting to come across as superficial. I don't think you need to be concerned because your motivations are correct, right? It's a little of both. Like you do want actual connections, You know, you're not just trying to use these people for their connections, I think.
No. That's not what I want. So, but yeah, I mean, this year has been, it's been good. It's been weird. And it's been fun to see. Right now I'm on pace. I'm selling a book a day. I mean, which is blowing my mind. You know, like I think I've crossed 500 copies sold, maybe,
That's
maybe.
great.
So it's like in that, you know, book came out in August. So we're 6 months in August. Yeah, it was
So
a little over
yeah,
6 months. And it's
about
like, I
a
feel,
thousand a year.
yeah. And I feel good about that. I'm halfway to breaking even on the investment on this. So, you know, like at the pace I'm at right now, by the end of the year, I'll have broken even. And I'm like, cool. That is like a next level of success that I like. That's the next level. You know, like the first level is just getting it out there and feeling good about something that I've written and I do and I feel I love it. And knowing that I can do like, cool, I'm gonna do it again and it's gonna be even better. And I'm gonna do it again after that and it's gonna be even better. And yeah, so I think that's been good. It's just a learning. And like I said, I'm excited about the things I have planned, but there is this line of like making sure that I stick with working on the next one because that's the most important thing for is getting that. So, and learning more about how to be a better storyteller and structuring. And I think that's like that's the real goal. But yeah, it's been a good year. I think this year's gonna be really, really good.
That's great, man.
Just got to be, you know, power of pop, you know.
Take me with you.
Take
Give me
me,
your
yeah.
positivity, dude.
Yes, yeah, you've got it. I have some to share. I will give it to you. I'll bottle it and sell it to you. So yeah, no, this is really good. I'm excited, especially get to like working through the second book. And like you said, you and I have been kind of on this journey, somewhat a little bit staggered, but together. And yeah, just knowing all of the things now that, you know, we should have known when we first went into it, which having the beats and doing that and thinking about more about the characters and giving them a little more depth and thinking about their motivations and wants and needs and these things all ahead of time, man, it feels so much better. Like,
And I hate to say it, right? Because like it always felt so discouraging that like you really need to go through the process and have an attempt before you kind of fully understand the process. Because it's like, what do you mean? I got to spend a year on something that might not go anywhere? And that's not to say the first one won't go anywhere, but it might not go anywhere immediately. And it is the absolute best way to learn the ins and outs of it. Like it's not magic. It's
You just gotta do it.
like mechanical work. It's completely different than like, I don't know. It feels like building a car or something, you know, and making sure it runs.
It's literally like anything else. You just have to do it. And
But I think that like with art in general, there's this false assumption that even if something comes naturally, that there isn't work involved, that it's like I can create art. It's an extension of my personality and my emotions, and that's enough. And I think that's the illusion of it. Like you read
Oh,
a book, you're like,
100%.
oh, this is easy. I could do this. You know, you look at a painting. Oh, that's easy. I could do that.
Listen to a pop song. You can't write a pop song, trust me. You can't do
But there really is just there's so much that goes into it. And the idea is to make it feel like it didn't take any effort. You know, you want it to be easy to consume. You want the person to read it and not have a hard time. But that is a absolute honed craft. So once again, kudos to everybody who's ever written a book and gotten it out there, because dude, it is
hundred
not
percent.
easy.
And I mean, I'll even tell. I mean, outside of you and like maybe a couple of friends, it's taken a long time to even convince people who are close to me. Like, yeah, this is work. Like, this is a job. They're like, oh, you're writing a book. Oh, like you can go on vacation if you want. I'm like, no, I can't.
I know it's not a big thing, but like, oh, I don't know. I'd written like my grad degree thesis, I don't know, 5, 6 years ago. That was a lot of work. This was way more work, like way, 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 way more work, more time, more research. So different, you know, both writing,
But different beasts, different animals.
not even close to the amount of effort and time.
So that's where we are. That's how we feel.
Can I tell you one thing that's been great too about this process is that I have sought out and read books that I probably never would have. I've read
Me too.
more than I've ever read,
Yep,
maybe
me.
since my undergrad. And even then, I think I was skimming just to get through the stack of books. So, like, I've read so much in these 2 years since we've
Oh
been
God.
doing this cast, which has
I
been
get.
great.
Yeah, it's been awesome. It would take me. I've gotten much quicker with reading and my reading comprehension here at my old age here. It's gotten better. Something I was terrible at when I was younger. Yeah, I mean, it would take me like 3 months to get through a book. I was like just so slow with it, you know? Now it's like I'm like almost a book a week or like, you know,
That's
which is
crazy.
unheard of for me. Like 300 to 400 pages I can get through in a week. You know, if I
It still
really
takes me 2 or 3 weeks to get through a book.
if I really crush, but like for the most part, like, you know, it'll probably take me like a week and a half, you know, to realistically get through it. But if I sat down and like just read, yeah, I can finish 400 page book in a week,
My
which,
perpetual problem is that I'm always in the middle of three or four books.
yeah. So I was doing that too. Now I'm just like, I just focus on one book at a time. 'Cause I find like now I want to focus on one book at a time because I want to, in my head now, you have like the writer glasses, the writer goggles on, right? And now all of a sudden I'm like looking at like the structure of this book and thinking about their sentence, like how it's going. And like, that's the only reason why a book might take me like 2 weeks to get through now. 'Cause like, I'm not just going through for the story in my head. I'm like, I'm going through the story, but I'm also going for this layer of like, well, can I see the beats? Can I identify those? Oh, can I identify the character arcs? Where's the third act start speeding up? Is it intentional to speed up? The opening, is it interesting? Is the middle like such a slog? And why is it a slog? And it's like, this different lens now, which is cool and it's fun. Yeah, it's I have to focus on one at a time because it's just how my
I can tell you what's happened to me is that for the books that I am not enjoying too much, I have those writer lens on. Like, why'd they do this? Like, you know, what's the character motivation? Where did this character go? Why are we head hopping? Like stuff like that. For the books that I'm really into that I feel like are written extraordinarily well, that part of my brain retreats and I go back on that ride of like just enjoying the book. It's happened probably only twice lately.
Listen to past episodes to find out which ones.
Well, it was like Hill House, which is just
Yep, which you mentioned.
amazing, as opposed to Hell House, which I was like, this is a
Not.
slog, dude.
Yeah, this is a bad house.
And Annihilation has been great so far. And I
Oh,
really enjoyed that Parada book, even though I did kind of look at it with a writerly lens. He's a talented writer. What was it? Little Children. But yeah, I've read a lot of books I haven't loved, but there's always, even through that, there's still lessons to learn. And you know.
Even if there's books that I'm enjoying, there's another like writer lens I put on of the things that within the book that I like or dislike. I think I've mentioned a couple times, like I read a lot of thrillers because it's kind of within my genre, and I'm trying to pick out the big ones or the most popular ones to see why. And I'm identifying the things that I like and dislike about them. In my head, I'm like, this is something I don't want to do, or this is something I want to do, or something I like about the genre, and still learning about the genre and like the things that, you know, people are not including. So that's like another layer of things I like been trying to pay attention to. Yeah, and how you can take your own spin on it without going too far out of it. So making sure the third act does something and ends.
Yeah, I think it comes back to that adage, right? Like writers read. You kind of have
Yep.
to.
Yeah, it's part of it. It's part of the process. Well,
All right, man.
that's good. I don't know. I'm excited about where we are. I'm excited about where you are. I know you're getting rejected, but you want one day.
I'll tell you, it was really easy to be like, yeah, so I'll get like 100 rejections and I'll move on. I've gotten four rejections and I'm like, what is it all for? Why?
Why?
Four? Oh, God.
Yes, Tim, I'm enjoying watching you get rejected. No.
It's like, you know, it's like applying for a job, except it's they're not rejecting your qualifications, they're rejecting your soul.
Your soul. Please step into our soul check machine here. Yeah, we're rejecting that soul.
Fail.
Yeah,
Sorry.
you didn't even
We
get in the
liked the
machine.
concept of your soul,
But
but an execution, a little
nah,
sloppy.
no. Next. No, I'm your cheerleader, and I want to so keep submitting, keep getting rejected, because then one day you won't. Because one day you won't, and then it'll be like awesome.
I say, no matter what, I'll self-publish at the end of this 6 month to year process.
Hey, and guess what? You got someone.
Although that will be another 6 month to a year to get it self-published.
No, please. You'll
So
get
for our
moving.
100th episode,
Your book will finally be out there. That's like
probably
two.
not actually. It'll
That's like
probably be like after that.
that's like 4 years from now at
Isn't that
this
2 years
pace.
from now?
Two years from now. Sorry, it would have been 4 years total from when we started the
Yeah,
podcast.
we'll
Yeah,
celebrate the 100th episode with a
with you
copy
publishing
of Critical Mass.
Critical
You'll be
Mass.
on your fifth book.
It's like actually literally building up to a critical mass at this point. No, we'll get that. As soon as you're like, hey Russ, I'm self-publishing, I'm like, let's do this, let's do
I
it.
mean, it'll be a whole thing for us to talk about. But I want to give you shout outs and kudos on finishing Host this year and
Thanks,
getting
man.
it on Amazon, getting it on Barnes and Noble. Where else is it?
Oh, everywhere. Apple Books,
Everywhere.
Google Books.
It's here. I've got four or five copies.
Yeah, I'm at my friends. I'm at other friends of ours' house, dog sitting right now, and they got three copies here I have to sign. So, yeah, it's exciting. Thank you. More to come. So,
Love it.
I can't wait. So, what are you watching? What are you reading? What are you playing?
Can I
Anything?
tell you right now that I am playing Final Fantasy VII Rebirth?
Ooh, what do you think?
I am loving it.
Really?
I'm
Okay.
loving it.
Okay.
Every
Yeah.
step I take is like a drink of
Every
cold
step he
water.
takes. Yeah. Sorry.
I don't know why. It's like hitting the nostalgia buttons. It's
Yeah.
beautiful. It's a great game. It's huge.
What's the whole concept behind it? 'Cause I keep seeing it, I have not read anything about it.
Oh, so yeah, let me catch you up. So Final
Yeah.
Fantasy VII is a game. Came out on the PlayStation.
I came out on the NES and I played it on the NES, right? So let's
Right. So part seven came out on PlayStation, like, I don't know, in the early 90s, mid 90s. And
I played a bit of the original.
so I'm actually playing through that again because it's cool to go back and replay it
I just
on
know
my
that like
iPad.
for seven, I know seven was such a great one. I never finished it when it first came out. I did start playing it. I know it was like one of the best ones and everyone
Yeah.
loves it. Because like we got the remake, which I do have, and I'm like working on that very slowly.
So this is
But
just the
what
sequel
is
to the remake.
okay, that's what I
So
was looking for.
what they didn't tell, well, maybe they did and I just didn't listen. They're remaking it in three parts. So they're taking,
Jeez.
it's kind of like The Hobbit, you know, it's like, well,
Oh
how are you going to
God.
remake, how are you going to make this little book into, so they
Oh,
took,
they'll
you
find a
know,
way.
a 30-hour game and they're breaking it up into three giant games.
Because
The first
money.
one was good, but it's like Final Fantasy Remake was good, but it was very kind of linear and kind of locked
Yes,
down.
that's what it feels
This
like,
one
right?
is much more open world and there's a little more exploration to it.
Yeah.
So it's great. So then there's gonna be another one coming out. I don't know, probably 3 or 4 years. We might be on a new console generation by then. So
Shit. Okay.
anyway, well,
That's going
that's what I'm
well.
playing. It's great. I'm trying to think what I'm still reading Annihilation, which is also great. And watching, I have been watching a lot of haunting movies just to make
Yep.
sure I'm hitting my beats. And I'll tell you, dude, they are so similar. It's
Yeah.
interesting to see how they kind of change the genre expectations, like the structure a little bit. Like The Conjuring, which is very much like an Amityville type haunting house, they
Yeah.
take the B characters that kind of come in, the helper characters, and they make them dual protagonists. Super interesting.
Okay.
They become the protagonists that go through like the sequel movies. You look at Insidious, they take the research, I'm sorry, not Insidious, Sinister. You
Sinister, yeah.
take the they take the research scenes that kind of happen in like the break into act three, act two, act three. Move them right up front, becomes a procedural all of a sudden. It's
Oh,
still the
interesting.
same thing. Family moves into a
Yeah,
house, but
yeah.
it's a reshuffling.
Huh. Okay.
So yeah, I don't know. It's been interesting kind of going through these. Like I said, it's just the tail end of research for me.
Yeah.
Because movies are always so much more effective, music,
Yeah.
tension.
Yep.
But they're all so strikingly similar, like
Yeah,
so
yeah.
similar. And I want to make sure that, you know, I have elements of, you know, these novels and movies in my book, but I really want to try to iterate and deliver something slightly different. And I
Yeah.
feel pretty confident that I can. So it's just
Nice.
been a lot of ghosty movies for me lately. How about you? What are you watching, reading, playing?
I'm still working through The Hunger of the Gods by John Gwynne. It's that second book of the Bloodsworn trilogy. It's good. I'm enjoying it. I'm kind of now remembering all the characters and just getting the stories getting moving. I got through like the first or second chapter of Headspace by J.D. Edwin, who we had on
Okay.
a couple episodes ago. So just still getting that world kind of started. As for watching, haven't really watched much. I watched this movie. I finally watched this movie called Dream Scenario with Nick Cage.
No, I'm not familiar. Is
Yeah,
this for
it's
the
a
other podcast?
no, this is a good movie. It's written and directed by Christopher Borgli, I think it is. Nick
Yeah.
Cage. It's a good old-fashioned A24 movie, so it's like weird dark comedy.
Okay.
Yeah, it's basically Nick Cage just starts showing up in people's dreams, and he's like this kind of wallflower, like weird professor who just like pops up in people's dreams. And
Yeah, yeah.
people are going through like these really like traumatic like scenarios, like they're being chased or something. And it starts out with him just like being there and like just walking through the dream, and they see
Oh,
him.
weird.
Yeah, and it's like this. It's a whole huge commentary about social media and going viral and all this sort of stuff. But so he becomes very known, and people recognize him because like he's in just everyone's dream, and
He's
he
like
starts
Freddy
like,
Krueger, but he's positive.
yeah, well, yeah, you should watch the movie because then it takes a really dark turn, and you're like, oh no. So yeah, that was really
Oh
really
yeah, I'll
good.
check it out.
Yeah, Dream Scenario, it's really good. Yeah, I haven't watched anything else recently. I rewatched The Nice Guys the other night just because I needed something fun and kind
I
of
like that
just,
movie.
yeah, it's a good one. It was just a fun, easy one to get through. And then as for playing, I started this game called Atomic Heart, which I think I
Oh
sent to
yeah.
you. And yeah, and I'm like really enjoying it. I don't know. I think I
It's like
described
kind of,
what I
it's like
described it as like,
BioShocky.
yeah, it's like a combination of like, I'd say it's more like Fallout 5. Fallout 4 meets what was the other game I put in there?
Oh, is it open world? I thought it was like corridor shooter.
So I think it's supposed to open up a bit. I mean, you are right now. I think I'm still going through kind of like the opening of the game, and they're kind of, I'm still learning. They're still giving me the pop-ups of like, here's how to play the game. So I think I'm still in like that training, level. I think it's supposed to open up, but I don't know. It's got like the quirky little humor of like Fallout 4. You get this little upgradable stuff, weapons you can craft. It looks really good too, and it's got this weird like alternate history, like USSR 1950s, but like cyberpunky thing going on.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was like a Fallout 4 meets Cyberpunk meets BioShock kind of vibe. So yeah, I've been playing that. It's a lot of fun. Actually, the voice actor who's in Cyberpunk, I think, is the voice of the guy in this game. So, but yeah, it's a really weird, like, you're in Russia, and I think there's like robots who kind of gone mad and like start taking over this like perfect ideal, world they've got built. Yeah, very BioShock. Very what was it? Infinite? What was that BioShock game? Infinite something? Like it was the third game, I think.
Oh,
Where
yeah.
they're up in
Isn't
the
this BioShock
clouds.
Infinite, I think, right?
Oh yeah, it was up in the clouds, whatever. Very feels very much like that with the world and stuff. But yeah, I'm really enjoying that one.
How's
And that's
Sekiro going?
Tim. I was so excited about that game for like I was so pumped about that game when I heard about it coming out, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna get back into the From Software games. I can take the pain. I can take it. I can handle it. Tim, I can't handle it.
You
I
can't
can't.
handle
I'm gonna keep this in. I'm not cutting this out because I think Tim visited me in Boston for a couple days, and we started playing, and it was fun. It was like a couch, hand off the control, you die, pass off thing, you did when you're kids, and we're playing through, and like we jumped and skipped a bunch of stuff and got kind of stuck. So I'm like building off that and having to go back and like pick up stuff that we missed and like build experience. But that game is ruthless, and I think I got to a point where like, why am I doing this stuff?
You know what?
I love everything about it though. I love everything about it. But
To bring it back, that's how I feel querying. Keep dying.
every time you get rejected, you should just be pop up on your screen. You died.
You died.
You died.
Your soul died.
Your soul died. So no, I have not gone back and played that game in a bit, which is bad because you have to stick with it, I think, to get into a groove with it. Because otherwise, you just be like, you're just gonna get murdered, murdered, murdered. But I'll get back to it at some point. But I need something where I can have, some bit of a. I've done something today with my life. But yeah, no, that's been it. So it's been good. But I also want to add, Tim. I think I want to say I don't think I said this earlier, but I'm proud of the point where you're at too. Not to give a little kudos to each other. I think we started this
Where am
along.
I?
You're querying. We
I'm
were talking
querying.
about. You're querying, like you're at that level, you're at that stage. So, I meant to say it earlier, but
That's true.
yeah,
It
I
took
think it's
a heck of a
awesome.
long time to get here, and I'm in it.
You go back to our
Maybe not
episode,
to win it, but
not to,
I'm in
but
it.
hey, you're in it.
And
You're here. You are
it
here
took a
now.
while, right, to get the manuscript to the point, where I felt comfortable querying it, and now
Yeah.
ha having queried it, less comfortable. But
But it's you're at that step. You're at that level,
I'm at
which is
that level.
awesome, and you should be proud of getting to that point because I think it's important. And that is like a goalpost that you set, and we talked about it in like episodes long ago. And like, I think it's important to recognize you've gotten to that and be excited about that, and the fact that you are querying and sending your manuscript out to like agents and stuff. Like that's awesome. Yes, you're gonna get rejected a lot, but you're there, and it's like you're one not rejection away from,
Yeah, it's funny, like I expect the rejection, but there's always that little piece of me that's like, but what if?
But what
And
if?
that's
It's just that you gotta
the
hang on
part
it.
that keeps getting hit.
Hang on to it and
I'm
keep
hanging
going.
on.
Keep sticking with it, because
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. And
yeah.
thanks for the the guidance, the spreadsheets.
Hey, if there's anything I could do, if there's anything I can impart on this universe,
Pantsing
spreadsheet.
less, planning more.
Dancing less, planning more. So I think that's it. I don't know. What are we doing? What are we talking about the next episode?
51.
Episode 51. We're getting back into the nitty-gritty. Looks like we're going to talk about like scene transition.
Oh,
So
okay.
yeah, that's at least what we have here. If not, maybe we'll change it up. Who knows? Maybe,
I'll start researching.
maybe I have to cut this and change it. We'll have AI fix it in post. But yeah, I think that's where we're gonna try and tackle. So getting some more nitty-gritty stuff, which I'd be good, and we'll move on with our journey thing. So
I want to get some more authors on here. I love
yeah,
that interview with Jeffrey.
I think we're gonna that's gonna be our goal for 2024. If you're curious, we've episode 50. Our goal for 2024 is to interview more authors. So if you know any, or if you are one, reach out to us anywhere you can find us. But Yeah, and if you enjoyed the episode, pass along to someone else. Thank you for listening. We'll be back with episode 51 next time. You can find us on Instagram at Writer Syndrome Books or Writer underscore Syndrome on the Twitter there. And you'll find all of our episodes and contact information at writersyndrome.com.